Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. And today, we're going to be talking about doing the hard thing, and then I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. So we are 42 episodes into The Will Evans Show, and I was talking with a couple people this week, and it's really crazy to think that we have been doing this for 42 episodes. I think it's actually 41 weeks, because I think week one we released two episodes, but we have been doing this for over 40 weeks, which to me is crazy. So I would love for y'all to continue to subscribe to this show, like this show. Some of you are listening, but you're not subscribed to the show. So if you would please subscribe to the show, follow the show, whatever your platform prompts you to do, that just helps me boost the algorithm a little bit. And so I would love for you to do that. And it also helps you stay connected with this show. You get notified when we release a new episode every week. So it just helps you hear about this show, but it also helps me and it helps more people hear about the show. So if you could do that, that would be great. But today, on the 42nd episode, it is also a very sad day. Nothing really happened to anybody, but this is the first episode that Ben Foster, the producer of this show, the one that makes this show sound good, the one that ultimately runs this show, is not in studio today. Our schedules did not work out this week, and so he was unable to be in studio. Obviously, this show is still going to sound great because he's still going to be doing all the post work on it, but he is not in studio, and so it is a first for the Will Evans Show to not have the producer in on it, and this is actually very risky that Ben is letting me have the mic all to myself. He's not here to correct me. I get to truly say whatever I want to because he's not here to correct me, and that's only happened one other time. It is before the Will Evans Show actually started. I sent him three or four episodes, and he sent them back to me, and he said these were bad. They were very bad, and I understand why he was saying that. I was new to the podcast world, and they were very bad. And so from that day forward, he's like, hey, we're just going to do it together. I'm going to be there, help you record the show. So 41 episodes in, he's giving me control of the show, and we are already into it, so let's dive into. You heard in the intro that I want to talk about doing the hard thing. This has been a huge topic that I've been talking with a lot of my mentors, peers, friends, is, hey, our world, we always try to find the easiest way to do something, and I'm not saying that's always a bad thing, but what I am saying is that we, especially my generation, has become very comfortable. And I today want to talk about doing the hard thing because sometimes the hard thing is the best thing for you. And so I want to ask you, what was the last hard thing you have done? What hard thing are you doing right now? Is your life, is it filled with you being comfortable, or are you getting after? Are you striving for excellence? Are you doing the hard things in order to win? And so for me, I'm always looking for different ways to push myself. And you know, a little hard work has never killed anyone. I promise you it hasn't. Because I've heard that, hey, when you're actually working so hard, you will pass out and go to sleep before you actually die. So a little hard work's never killed anybody. I've heard that a couple of times from different people. So hopefully it's true. But there's nothing wrong with getting a little dirty and getting after it, doing the hard things. And so this year, you've heard me talk about, hey, I've set the goal of running my first marathon. And the thing about me running a marathon, I'm not a runner. Before this year, you didn't find me out there running around my apartment complex. You just didn't. You were never going to see me out running on the track. You were never going to see me out on the street running. You never would see me running and then have someone say, hey, let's run a marathon. We're not getting any younger. Let's do it. And, you know, it's always been like, okay. I've never actually thought about doing a marathon. But when he posed that, I was like, it would be cool to run a marathon, and it would be a huge challenge for me. Like I said, I'm not someone that's going to go out and run 10 miles. And I'm especially not going to go out and run 26.2 miles. But I've set this goal for myself this year, and I think it is a very attainable goal. It's hard. The training is hard. I'm getting through 5K training, going to work my way up. I've ran 7 miles at one time. That's the most I've ever ran before. And so I'm working my way up to that in order to run the full marathon. And I thought, you know, training for a marathon, how can I make it even harder for myself? And so I'm ready to embark on a new journey. And by the title of this episode, some of you already kind of know where I'm going with this. And starting today, I am doing my version of 75 Hard. And what I want to also talk about with doing 75 Hard, I'm adding in a 2% mindset. I want to be a 2%er. And so we recently got to hear Michael Easter speak at a conference, and he's the author of Comfort Crisis. And if you haven't read his book, I would encourage you to pick it up. It is a very good book. And his talk was very challenging for me. He talked about this mindset of being a 2%er, and being a 2%er means embracing short-term discomfort for long-term benefits. And so thinking about 75 Hard and a 2% mindset, I want to also talk about my journey for the next 75 days. What does that look like? So one, I'm going to watch what I eat. I'm not going to eat any sweets. I'm doing no candy, no milkshakes from Baskin Robbins. I'm not on a strict diet, but I am cutting out a lot of the sugary stuff, the sweets, the candy, stuff like that. The next thing, I'm going to exercise twice a day for a minimum of 45 minutes. And one of those exercises has to be outside. So my plan, I'm going to run in the morning, and then on my lunch break or after work, I'm going to hit the gym. And I'm going to do this for 75 days. The next thing, I'm going to drink a gallon of water. And this goal of drinking a gallon of water a day, that's tough. That's a lot of water. I mean, when you think about it, most people do not drink even close to a gallon of water. But when you think about it, you're doing two exercises a day for at least 45 minutes. You could probably drink half a gallon in that time or right after of working out. So I think if you're actually doing 75 hard, this gallon of water a day is not that bad. The next thing, I want to read at least one chapter a day, and with the goal of reading 4 books in 75 days. So that means some days I'm going to have to read more than a chapter because I got to get through those books. And I'm also going to continue reading my Bible every day. I do something called the Bible Recap. It's actually a podcast along with the reading, which is super cool. Me and my wife have been doing that this year. I'm going to continue that. But on top of that, I want to read a chapter a day of another book with the goal of reading 4 books within the 75 days. And the next thing that people usually do with 75 hard is they do no alcohol. They cut out all of their alcohol. For me, I'm not a drinker. I don't drink. So what I'm doing instead is I'm giving up Cokes. And for some of you that know me, you're like, wow, well, that's a huge commitment for you because you drink a lot of Coke. And that's part of the cutting out a lot of the sugar that I intake is going to be cutting out the Cokes. It's also drinking a gallon of water a day. I don't have any room for Coke to go in me because I don't want to fill my body with something other than water in the form of a liquid. So the next thing, I'm going to take a photo every 10 days to track my progress. And this is really just to see the difference. Hey, does the 75 hard actually work? from some of the stuff I've seen people post, and even I saw someone recently that I know, he did 75 days hard or 75 hard, and it was crazy to see his transformation. So I'm going to do a picture every 10 days. And then on top of 75 hard, all of this stuff I've just talked about, I'm going to have a 2% mindset. This 2% mindset is going to last or go way beyond 75 days. This is a new lifestyle that I'm implementing. So that means what the 2% mindset is, think about what a 2%er is. A 2%er is embracing the short-term discomfort for the long-term benefits. So I'm not going to take the escalator when the stairs are right there. I'm just not going to do that because I'm going to embrace the discomfort of taking the stairs for the long-term benefits that come with that instead of taking the escalator. And that's just one thing that the 2% mindset talks about. The other thing of having being in the 2% of all people is I'm going to call my friends instead of texting them. I'm tired of just trying to guess, hey, what kind of mood are they in when they're texting? No, just I'm going to pick up the phone, take time out of my day, and I'm going to give them a call. I want to be intentional with it, so I'm going to start calling my friends instead of texting them because I want to be in the 2%. Everything I do, I think, hey, is that a 2% mindset? Am I embracing the discomfort for the long-term benefit? Am I doing what's hard now for the long-term benefit? And so some of you are wondering, hey, Will, how does this relate to money? I listened to the Will Evans Show to hear some money advice. And I'm going to unpack that. Hey, what does this mean for my financial goals? And so hang around because we're going to unpack that. This is the Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes, so please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. We have talked about doing the hard thing. And you just heard a commercial about financial coaching, and sometimes doing the hard thing means asking for help. Instead of doing it all yourself, it's, hey, reaching out to someone because you need help. And there's nothing wrong with asking for help. So if that's you, reach out to me. You can always find my contact info in the show notes. And today, we don't have a question of the day, but the coaching does continue. And I want to go straight to scripture and kind of unpack some scripture. And it comes out of Hebrews 12, verse 11. It says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. I love that verse. So straight out of scripture, this verse emphasizes that the idea that discipline may be difficult in the moment. What you're doing now may be difficult in the moment, but it yields positive results in the long term. It's often used to encourage, hey, your perseverance, your endurance in the face of challenges. When stuff is hard, if you can just look down the road, look what this is going to do for you. By embracing the discomfort now for the long-term benefits. So the principles you learn on this show, we talk about the baby steps, we talk about getting out of debt. We often talk about the short-term sacrifices, what you have to do now, the sacrifices you make now for the long-term financial freedom, the stability, and the peace that comes with making the sacrifice by embracing the discomfort now for the long-term benefit. So just as the Bible highlights enduring temporary hardships for eternal rewards, if you will follow these principles that talk about making sacrifices in the present, you then achieve financial peace and security in the future by following these principles. So getting out of debt, we always talk about, hey, getting out of debt cutting up those credit cards, getting margin back into your budget. When you get out of debt, it involves strict budgeting. You got to live below your means. You got to make sacrifices by cutting unnecessary expenses. You got to take on an additional job to increase that income. Got to get a bigger shovel. And so while these actions, they may be challenging in the short term, they ultimately lead to financial freedom, financial stability, and financial peace in the long term. And so for some of you, you need to go back and read The Tortoise and the Hare. What happens in The Tortoise and the Hare? I've talked about this book on the show before. And so for those of you that remember, the tortoise wins every single time. This journey is a marathon, not a sprint. And I can assure you, if you will come along this journey with me of doing your version of it, you don't have to do what I'm doing 75 hard, but if you can change your mindset, if you can change the way you view certain things in your life, if you will embrace the discomfort now for the long-term benefits, I can assure you that you can start to change the trajectory of your life. You can start to change your family tree. You can break the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. You can get out of debt. You can live below your means, and you can live a life full of financial freedom, financial stability, and financial peace just by changing your mindset and having this 2% mindset that we've talked about tonight. If you can do that, like I said, what does it mean to be a 2%er? A 2%er means embracing the short-term discomfort for long-term benefits. So if you can sacrifice now for what's to come, you can change your life. And I want to instill that hope in you today, that no matter what you're dealing with, whatever financial trouble you are going through, you can change that. But it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. But you just have to embrace the discomfort now, because down the road, like it says in Hebrews 12:11, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. So whatever your challenge is now, it's painful. It's not pleasant. But it says later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So if you can follow these principles that we talk about, if you can actually submit to this plan, it can change your life. If you will let it, it will change your life. But it's going to require you to do some hard things. As always, it's a huge thanks to Ben for making this show run, and he's even making it happen not in the studio with me today. And remember that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.